if downtown Jacksonville is stronger, the Jaguars will be stronger. And Schott has a huge investment in the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he's made a big commitment to have the team be stable here in Jacksonville.
Was there good chemistry between him and Schott?
Well, I don't think there's any question. No, it's good. I mean, it's a very professional relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not nothing more than that, but that's exactly what you would expect.
Yeah. But it has gone well.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the transition, new mayor, they don't
hit it off. No, it hasn't. No. It's been good. I mean, you know, we supported Alvin Brown. But you know what? I think, given our role in this community, we're probably always going to support the incumbent mayor, you know? So that wasn't like, people shouldn't have been shocked.
It's called politics.
Exactly.
You mentioned a little during the presentation about variable pricing for the tickets. When we talk about last year versus this upcoming season, what should those single ticket...
Well, you know, Vito can tell you exactly what David can tell you better than I can. Did the Packers come here this year? Count on paying more for Packers games if you're buying single tickets. The Broncos, we'll see what happens with the Broncos, but the Broncos travel real well. There's great demand. We've seen the same. There's a number of teams that you know the demand is there. Packers, the Steelers, the Broncos, the Bears.
Giants.
The Giants. So, you know, to not take advantage of that, we think is, you know, if we don't variable price it, okay, if we don't charge more for those games, it doesn't change the amount of revenue we generate. It just means we need to get it from other ticket holders. And we would just as soon it not have to go to our season ticket holders unless it has to. If I was a season ticket holder, I'd say, hey, you should charge more for single game tickets.
And do you have an actual pricing chart that's worked out at this point in terms of how much ticket prices will be going up?
Oh, we do, but we think it's best to release that to our season ticket holders first, and it goes out next week.
This phase two, when is that, that bridge and stuff like that?
Probably depends on when what's happening in the shipyards gets finalized.
Well, that's going to be a long time.
Not necessarily.
At least your mayor said it's going to be a long time.
It'll be a long time before it gets completed, but you can have a plan. I mean, keep in mind, you've probably got at least a year of environmental cleanup once you make a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it's just, if you back that up, you've got a long time to get the project ready, to get it permitted. You've got a long time to get the environmental cleaned up, and then you have a period of construction, and then you have occupancy.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that you have to wait. We would really like to see a pedestrian bridge that would connect Met Park to the sports complex because we think our fans need it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, we think it's not unsafe because JSO does such a wonderful job. So it's not a safety issue necessarily, but it slows people down when they're in their cars and you have to stop traffic so people can walk across. At some point in time, if that happens too many times, that person who's driving from their home is going to say, why did I leave home to sit here and wait in traffic?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all part of that.
Is there anything else, phase two, besides this bridge? Any other projects involved in that?
Oh, I'm sure there'll be a lot of stuff. I'm not sure that we've advanced it far enough to even start talking about it. But, you know, you've seen this, Vito. You've been around. You know, we sort of tease this stuff a little bit one year, and then maybe the next year it's something we're moving forward. But we try not to advance things that aren't going to happen.
I understand the unique problem Jacksonville has, but isn't selling tickets and trying to make the in-stadium thing, isn't that a pretty common problem throughout the league?
Oh, it is, absolutely.
Just about every franchise.
Absolutely.
You're not unique in having...
Oh, no, not at all. And the same problem exists in Gainesville and Athens, Georgia.
Right.
If you talk to those guys.
The difference is,
if you're in New York, you've got a pie of this many people that you can go after to have that experience at the stadium that may not be as good as it could be.
Right.
In Jacksonville, you've got this size. So it's... You know, having a good game day experience is probably more important to us.
But you still got to enhance the game day experience no matter where you are, because the changing way people watch it
with their
information.
And the connection to, people that, 40% of avid NFL fans are fantasy football players. If you're a fantasy football player, you want to be keeping track of the entire league. You probably want to be watching Red Zone. Everybody has a cell phone now. That wasn't the case 10 years ago. People are more connected than ever. If you have young parents that are here at the game, they need to be connected to their babysitter.
Sure.
Or you have people that are active in social media. They take a picture. They don't want to wait till they get out of the stadium to post that picture. They want to post it right then or else it's old news. So.
But I think the perception of Jacksonville was like we were the only one
couldn't
sell. You know what I'm saying? And I've said this has been a problem all along for just about every franchise.
Yeah.
You know, selling tickets is a hard thing to do in this day and age.
I don't think that if somehow we've given the impression that
that
inside, there's no question. And that's why it's such a initiative at the NFL level.
Right.
And again, you talk, I mean, Talk to Jeremy. He'll tell you.
You also got the problem with your address to fans of other teams here.
Yeah.
You've got to get the people who watch playoff games to watch your games.
You know, that's that, yeah, but it doesn't happen overnight.
Oh, well, I'm just saying long range. That, you know, there are obviously fans here.
Some of that may happen though, because it's not inexpensive to go to an NFL game.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So, you know, there's probably a certain percentage of people who live here in Jacksonville that if they have to buy the ticket, they just can't afford it.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
yeah.
Now hopefully we can come up with creative ways that they can get in. But you know, that generation of Jaguars, people that grew up with the team, they're now getting into the mode where they can buy club seats and they can buy other tickets. And they're starting to have children. And they're creating this next generation. I think over time that's going to benefit us. But, you know, nothing short of Jacksonville doubling in size. And I don't think any of us would want Jacksonville to double in size,
yeah.
Even if it would make our job easier, because it wouldn't be a special place.